This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Did you notice any get-togethers in your corner of Michigan over the weekend? This is a tough time for families with graduating seniors. For some families, that moment is something everyone has been building and working toward. To have graduation eclipsed by so much fear and risk is hard. And then there's the question of what happens after graduation. People are doing their best to send their grads off in style. We see that the University of Michigan Theater and Dance Department offered up a musical salute for the grads in most theatrical style. Called up a couple of graduating seniors in Michigan Radio's orbit to see how they're faring. Catherine Nguyen is part of the U of M's graduating class that walked the stage virtually this weekend, right, Catherine?
Some of us did. It depended on what program you were in.
Catherine's been helping out behind the scenes on Stateside, and Zaria Phillips is here with us, too. She is scheduled to be a graduate of Michigan State University on May 16th. And she has worked as a newsroom intern for Michigan Radio. Zaria, really nice to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to be back.
So,
virtually. You
know. Yeah. Catherine, maybe could you start us out since U of M graduation was celebrated such as it was this weekend? How did you spend Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, so my family was really great and we had a virtual Zoom celebration, graduation celebration. Since U of M is so large, there are a lot of different colleges and programs in the university. So each one had a different celebration. For me, I'm in the School of LS&A, which is the largest one. So they had a lot of pre-recorded speeches that they aired on social media that day. So everyone was kind of posting online. And it felt like there was this, it wasn't at a certain time, but, you know, throughout the whole day, there was a celebration and kind of a happy, like, celebration for all the graduates. Specifically with the English department, which I graduated as a BA in English, they had all the seniors, graduating seniors, record a video, and they made a compilation of all of us in the video, which was really great to see.
Yeah. I've watched some online speeches to the graduates. You know, there are some being done by fairly famous people these days, and they really vary in their quality. I mean, did you find anything you could connect with?
I really connected with the ones from our university. I know there were a few celebrities that were having non-university affiliated graduation ceremonies, and I thought it was quite funny, but I didn't necessarily connect to any of those because, you know, they didn't come from the exact space that we did. And I thought hearing from the people that, you know, we knew in our 4 years was more special than hearing from the celebrities that decided to put out a short video.
Zaria, as we mentioned, you're supposed to graduate on May 16th, and I understand that your twin sister and your younger sister are also graduating?
Yeah, yeah, we all would have been graduating on this past weekend, so my graduation was set originally to be May 1st, and then my twins would have been May 2nd at 8 a.m., and my youngest sister, hers would have been May 3rd on Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it would have been a really eventful weekend. We're trying to recreate that this upcoming weekend because my family's coming up for dinner, so hopefully we can properly celebrate.
Well, how did you spend the weekend?
Well, Friday was really hard. I didn't think I was going to be that upset about not actually celebrating, so I ended up going to a friend's backyard ceremony, kind of with our roommates. She was getting her master's degree, so she decided it would be a good idea to just have a backyard walk. So her three other roommates and me and my sister, we went over there and we had our cap and gowns on and we just filmed ourselves walking and we had little fake paper diplomas that were wrapped up and we just called each other's names and said what we were graduating in and we took pictures and it was a lot of fun.
I love that. How are your families just devastated by this?
My parents, they're kind of keeping their emotions on a low. My mom texted me and she's like, oh, this would have been a really nice weekend to take pictures and have your graduation. She didn't go to her own graduation because she said she was just so tired that she just took her diploma and she went. My dad didn't go to college, but I can imagine this is probably affecting him more than he's letting us know. So I think probably better than I have been taking it. My sisters, we're just really like, oh, we were here for 4 years. Where's our happy ending? Where's our transition into the next phase of life? It feels like we haven't been able to do that properly.
For sure. There's a question I want to ask both of you, and that is, when did you realize that this year was not going to be the spring and summer that you had imagined? I don't know. Catherine, do you want to start out?
Sure. Yeah, that's an interesting question because I think most people would assume that right when COVID hit, you knew that, you know, this wasn't going to be the end of your senior year that you had imagined. But it actually took a while for it to set in for me because we were all wrapped up in the news of COVID and everything that was going around that, you know, that was my main focus. It was, am I still going to have a job? Am I still going to live in the same place that I'm living in? All of my friends are leaving. Are they going to be okay? Is my family okay? So I think it took a few weeks for me to then focus on, you know, my graduation and my spring looking differently. And yeah, it was really difficult because we weren't able to give a proper goodbye to some of the formative friends and teachers and places. So it made closure really difficult.
Zaria, what about yourself? When did you really start to process the fact that this time in life was going to be so different?
Yeah, second to Catherine's point, it kind of took a little while. I'm a bit hard-headed and I'm skeptical. So when the university first told us that they were closing, I think it was March 11th, I was like, oh, we're going to open back up. They would never stay closed the whole semester. And then we never did. And I was just kind of sitting and waiting for my summer plans to get canceled. I was supposed to go to the NABJ/NHA conference this year.
Yeah, for those who don't know, the National Association of Black Journalists has a huge conference in the springtime. I think it's in Las Vegas, isn't it?
Well, this year it will be in D.C., so next year it will be in Las Vegas.
Sorry, yeah, it's one of the major events on journalism's calendar, and it's a huge recruiting opportunity for a lot of people.
Right. Exactly, as well as the NAB show. So I was also planning to go to that in April, and as those started to get canceled, only, you know, a couple weeks ago, I started to realize, okay, maybe I'm not going to have as fun of a summer as I thought I was going to have. And my friends have already left. I've kind of said my goodbyes to them. But it took a little while because I'm so hard-headed and optimistic. And as the protests run on a little longer than we've expected, I'm like, we're probably going to be here for much longer than, I mean, doctors have even predicted, because the second wave could be coming much quicker with people not exactly following the stay-at-home guidelines.
Zaria, could you talk to us a little bit about what you had been hoping for, what you had been hoping would happen for you professionally after graduation, and just sort of how you're adjusting your plans?
Yeah, so I was really, really excited about going to NAB show, especially because it's good for recruiting, and I know a lot of people who left the conference with jobs. So I thought that was going to be it for me. That was going to happen for me. So when it was canceled, I was really hurt, but I was like, okay, I still have the NABJ convention that I can go to. I can meet people, network, and make sure I get my foot in the door at these big networks. But that's canceled as well. So really, it's just me sending out a lot of emails to news directors, et cetera, trying to figure out what my next step is going to be. I'm trying not to think too much about the future because it's causing a lot of anxiety right now, as I think it does for a lot of people. But at the same time, it offers a bit of solace to know that I'm not the only one going through this, because a lot of my classmates, they don't have jobs either. And they're like, this isn't a normal time. And I have some of my professors just helping out with recruiting, and they're completely fine with, you know, it's going to take a little while. Right now I have an internship with WDET in Detroit, which I was expecting. So that's the only thing that's going according to plan. Everything else is very much I'm kind of going with the flow as of now, trying to figure out and start what I can. So yeah, that's what's happening professionally. It's very scary.
I'll ask you this question too, Catherine. I mean, what can you live on if a full-time journalism prospect doesn't come through?
Yeah, so I've been looking into a lot of freelance opportunities. There are a few listservs that I'm a part of that post gig work. I also think if no full-time opportunities come up by the end of the summer, I'll have to move back home. So I think that's what a lot of recent college grads are having to consider. Even college grads that are 1 or 2 years out from graduation, if they lose their job, a lot of them that set some shallow roots in cities won't have enough to actually sustain them through this time. So I'll probably just have to move home if that ends up being the case.
Zaria, how about yourself?
Yeah, it's the same for me. I really don't want to move home just because I feel like as soon as you leave college, you should be able to figure out what's next for you and how to self-sustain. But I know some of my friends who have been out for a couple years who lost their jobs and have had to move home. So it's very much becoming a real reality. And my parents have said the door is open. If you need to come back, we'll help you. And it kind of hurts because it feels like you're failing. But what I have to remind myself is that we're in a different reality, and our level of production before this quarantine was much different than what it is now. And that might mean I have to do a lot more freelance work. And I've been looking into that, but it seems like even freelancers are having a difficult time. So I'm trying to stay optimistic, really trying to stay busy.
For those who may not have been following this as much, I think a lot of people assume that the news business is going great right now because there's so much to talk about. But what do you observe actually happening with entry level jobs? Zaria, would you start?
Yeah, a lot of places aren't, especially newspapers, they're not making as much money as they did before. So it's harder to hire new people because you don't have as much money as you did before. And the whole process of everything being virtual and online just makes it a lot more difficult for those to do those interviews. I mean, it's still possible, but you can't meet people and know their aura or their true personality in person. Everything's done through a screen. So it's very different. And a lot of people are being furloughed because we're losing money.
Yeah. Have either of you considered taking a job outside the field just to get by?
Yeah, I've possibly consider that, but also a lot of the jobs that are available outside of the field that I've been working in are essential workers. And then you have to consider, do I want to put myself at risk right now? I've been able to stay healthy, thank God, for the time being. But if it really comes down to that, it will be a consideration of my health and then my roommate's health as well. So it is a difficult decision to make.
Zaria, how about you?
Exactly. The same as Catherine. I've been looking into those essential worker jobs because those are essentially all that's hiring right now. And my sister luckily still has her job on campus because she did work as an essential worker. But I mean, until it gets to that point for me where I feel like, okay, I really, really need money. I'm running low. I can't depend on my parents. I can't pay my rent. Luckily, I still have enough money to do that. That Myra application will be sitting.
Right. Well, it's so funny. I remember when the outbreak first started to happen and we saw all these videos of spring breakers in Florida and other places just not really taking everything seriously. I remember thinking to myself during that period, I don't think that's representative of a lot of people's college experience. is there anything that you feel might change for you over the long run because of this?
Absolutely. Definitely the way we socialize and interact. I don't even think we'll go back to having handshakes or hugging people that we've just met anymore. And it kind of hurts. I'm a very social person and I like to be extroverted. So I think this will definitely change the way that we meet people and how close we feel like we can get to them. Not just physically, but, emotionally, things like that, just because we've spent so much time in isolation that how how much do you need other people, I guess, is the new question.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think about job interviews without that power handshake that everyone's been practicing so hard to.
Yeah, people are going to be terrified to touch other people now.
Right.
It's all going to be about what your Zoom background is. Something else.
That's all your personality.
To that end, do you have any advice for people who may be sophomores or juniors this year about what seems to work for Zoom backgrounds?
I think something related to whatever the discussion was, I was considering in this Zoom call to like put my background as the Big House. So, you know, it could seem like I was actually graduating. So I think just, you know, kind of going like falling back on your humor in this time is really helpful. And I think it also would show, I mean, if it was potential employers, they could maybe you want to be more serious, but it could also show them that you have like some humor to you and that you can handle the situation with some lightness. But, you know, just there are a lot of people going through with the same thing right now. And so you have a lot of people to fall back on for advice, and everyone is going through this for the first time. So,
In case you need to drive home that point about being a digital native.
Yes.
I didn't get that. Well, I want to thank you both so much for talking to us about this, and we really wish you all the luck in the world. This is such a crazy time to be starting out. Zaria Phillips is just graduated from Michigan State University. We've also been speaking with Catherine Newhan, part of the U of M's graduating class of 2020. Ladies, good luck out there.
Thank you.